Peace, shalom, everyone. Shalom to all of you. Praise God. Thank God again for another opportunity to share the Word of God today. And the title of our topic for today, of our preaching today, is Cast Your Net on the Right Side. We've been talking about the appearances of Jesus after resurrection. Last Sunday, we talked about it. And today, we are going to be talking again about the third appearance of Jesus to His disciples. And so, our verses for today, shall we all stand to respect the reading of the Word? Let's all read together the Word of the Lord for today from John chapter 21, verses 3 to 6. I want us all to read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said, "And we are coming with you." So they went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. As morning was breaking, Jesus came and stood on the beach. However, the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish to eat along with your bread?" They answered, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, starboard, and you will find some." So they cast the net, and then they were not able to haul it in because of the great catch of fish. Father, unto your hands we commit the preaching of your word. Let every ear, Lord, let every heart in this place, Lord God, receive your word. In Jesus' name, this is our prayer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I will try my best to make it fast, but what I said, yeah? So we were talking about the appearances of Jesus. We remember, if you are going back to John chapter 20, you can see all the story about the appearances of Jesus that started with Mary and the other two Marys. And then the first appearance of Jesus happened in the evening of the resurrection. Okay? Where were all the disciples? They were all hiding. Why? Because they were afraid. So they were inside the door barred, locked. No, they don't want the Jews to see them because they are afraid to be arrested. So this was the first time, and Peter was not there. So the second appearance of Jesus to the disciples were after 8 days. 8 days after the resurrection of Jesus. The same thing what happened. They were all inside the house. They were hiding. They don't want to come out. They were all afraid. But this time, Thomas was with them. Okay, so the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples was different from the other appearances because it was outside. No, what happened this time? If you can read John chapter 21, verses 1 to 3, they were all out. They wanted to go fishing. Maybe because they don't have food to eat anymore, because they have been hiding. Remember? They were all hiding. They were all afraid. Only the women was out. Hallelujah to the women who are so brave. Praise the name of Jesus. Okay, I'm just trying to honor the women today because today is actually Mother's Day. Okay, so that is what happened on the third appearance of Jesus. But then this time, Jesus stood on the beach line, but they were not able to see. They were not able to recognize Jesus. And then since they were not able to recognize Jesus, Jesus talked to them. Jesus said, "Children, do you have anything to eat or do you have fish? You were able to catch fish." They said, "No." So they still did not recognize Jesus. What is the reason why we cannot recognize Jesus speaking to us? Remember this time, Jesus appeared to them already 8 days ago. This one again, no, first day, and then on the 8th day, this is the third time. But still, they were not able to recognize Jesus. They were so what? They were so afraid. They were so anxious. They were so thinking of a lot of problems. So the reason why you and me cannot see, cannot hear, cannot see Jesus, because we're so focused with things around us. We're so focused with our problems. We're so focused with many things. We forget that we have God who is great. We forget that we have God who cares for us. Amen? So this is also what happened to them. So then, Jesus said to them, "Cast the net on the right side." Jesus, the son of a carpenter, instructed the fishermen how to fish. Remember, Jesus is not a fisherman. He's a son of a carpenter. But he told him, cast it on the right side. But normally, what is the normal way of casting the net when you're boating? It should be cast on the left side. Why? Because you have to use your right hand. Can you show us the next slide, please? So this is the normal way. I don't know who. Are there fishermen in this place? Nobody. Okay. Okay, brother. So I was trying to think. I said, okay, Lord, if I am standing in the boat and Jesus is there telling me to cast it on the left side of the boat, that means I have to cast it to the right side of the boat. I have to cast it where? To this side. Because Jesus is facing me. Where is the right side of Jesus? This side, no? Okay, so then I have to cast it on the left, on my left side. So I said, I was thinking of myself, why? These are fishermen. They know how to fish. They should have told Jesus, Jesus, we have already, the whole night we were fishing. And Jesus, I am a fisherman. Remember, Peter is a fisherman. But they did not say anything. What they have done, they obeyed right away. And they cast the net. And what happened? After they cast the net, they cast a lot of fish. So what is our lesson in this? How many fish they caught? 153 large. But what is beautiful is that the net was still full. It did not break. Even it was so big. Okay? So because your Jesus and my Jesus, your God and my God cares for us. He cares for us. Even the little things in our life, He cares for us. Amen? But not only that, as soon as they obeyed Jesus, what happened? They have extra bonus. What are the extra bonuses there? When they came out of the boat, when they went to the side, to the beach line, fish is ready for eat. The charcoal is already there. The bread is there. If it is in our time, most likely there will be passion fruit there. There will be banana. No, everything will be there offered to you by Jesus because Jesus loves you. Because Jesus cares for you and me. What is important is that we just obey. Amen? What was the secret of this catch, big catch? They obeyed. They obeyed. Even though it was not the wrong way to catch the net, it should be on the left. But nevertheless, they catch it on the right side. Why? Because they just obeyed. Okay, so now, what is our conclusion? Okay, before I go for that, Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord brings true riches. Remember that? No? And He adds no sorrow to it. So when God blesses you with fish, He blesses you also with bread. Amen? Hallelujah! But that is if you cast your net on the right side. Amen? So what is our conclusion then? I know that we have a lot of decisions to make in life. Let's go to the conclusion because we have something to do also. Okay, so the conclusion here is that I know that we have a lot of decisions that we have to make in our lives. No, small, big decisions like getting married to the right person. Am I marrying the right person or not? Or transferring to another place or not? Or applying for a job, okay? We need to hear Jesus speaking to us, okay? See if that voice that you are hearing when you are asking Jesus guidance, is it from Jesus or from yourself? How do you know that it is from Jesus? It is backed up by the Word. The Word of God will never contradict Jesus. Okay? So when you decide something, you will have peace. Amen? So you know that, this is the right girl for men. I know this is the right girl. How do you know? I have the Word of God. Amen? This is the right job that I am applying for. How do you know? Because it is backed up by the Word of God. When your meditation, read. It is important that you read. How do you listen to Jesus? It's only by reading the Word of God. Not from your neighbors, but from the Word of God. Okay? So then number two, that was number one, listen very well. Number two is choose to obey. Even if other people say, no, that's not correct, that's wrong. Still choose to obey because you know that it was Jesus who spoke to you. Amen? Because it is backed by the Word. So, I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, delayed obedience is also disobedience. So, right away, obey. Amen? And number three, receive. the reward. Amen? There is always reward in every obedient act that the children of God is doing. No? Luke chapter 11, 28. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey. Amen? Just choose to obey. Even if you don't understand it, just choose to obey because you have heard it from Jesus. Amen? So let me give you my testimony. I built my house in 2010. My slide, please. Yeah, that was the start when I was building my house. So when we finished building the house, I was a volunteer this time. I was a UN volunteer in Kosovo. So when we finished building the house, the roof was there, and the plan is that this house is supposedly with 5 rooms because I have 4 children and 1 master bedroom. So then, after that, we received the word from God. Can you move to the next slide, please? Thank you. Yeah, that is our house in the middle of the swamp. And we received the word of God in 2012. My husband was working in Dubai that time, and I was working in Kosovo. So I myself cannot sleep, no? Every time I plan, I send Bunny, okay, this time we have to do this one. This time, I cannot sleep at night. I said, Lord, I know you're speaking to me. What is that, Lord? I will listen. So I listened in my prayer. And I've heard it well in my ear. The Lord said, that is not your house. I was shocked a bit, but I said, Lord, can you repeat it again, please? So the Lord was, then when I said, okay, yes, Lord, and I had the peace. So I called my husband, my dear husband, I have heard the Lord spoke to me. My wife, I also want to speak to you. The Lord spoke to me. And the word of the Lord was this, Haggai chapter 1, verse 4. It is time for yourself to live in your expensive paneled houses. Well, this house, we don't have temple that time. We worship God in restaurants. No, we go to restaurants. We don't have temple. We don't have a sanctuary like this. This one is so beautiful. And so the then supposedly the house of Urbano family, our family, was converted into a worship house until this day. And so then, so when we decided, blessing came. Okay? Move on the next slide, please. On December 2015, we acquired this house. We transferred in this very house on December 15, 2015. And this is a high-end subdivision. This is the reward of our obedience. Amen? Not only that, my husband was working, as I've told you, in Dubai. He cannot sleep. He's having trouble with the job. And so I said, my husband, I think you have to listen to the Lord. The Lord might be speaking to you. And the Lord spoke to him, go for full-time ministry. So he resigned, he went home. And that is the very time that I received my promotion. I became an international staff of United Nations. Amen? So to God be all the glory. I'm telling my brothers and sisters, as long as you listen to God, the reward will be there. Obey right away as soon as you receive it. Amen? Not only that, obeying the Lord is not only that. Okay? You also have to obey your parents. Amen? Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 2. Because today is Mother's Day, I decided to also include this verse. Children, who are the children of God here? We're all children of God, right? We all come out from our mother. We're all children, amen, of our mother, okay? God said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. How do we obey our parents? Accept the guidance, the discipline. Amen? Our parents represents God in our family. So when our fathers speak to us, when our mothers speak to us, they're speaking on behalf of God. Amen? Amen? Are you happy? Praise God. Then verse 2 says, honor. How do we honor? Esteem, value as precious. Do you value your father and your mother? How do you value them? Praise them. Provide for them. If you have something, provide. Honor your father. Pray for them. Amen? Okay? So, I'd be respectful to them. Especially, now today is Mother's Day. We're going to be honoring Mother. Okay? And this is the first commandment with promise. Imagine, this is the first commandment with promise. God's promise in verse 3 is, so that it may be well with you, and that you may have a long life on earth. Do you want to live long on earth? Do you want to live an abundant life on earth? Amen? Amen? Then honor your parents. Can we just ask all the mothers to stand in this place, please? All the mothers only, those who sacrifice for their children. Please stand up. Hallelujah. We praise God for your life, Mama. We praise God for your life. I am so blessed with mothers who are bringing their children in church, no? Carrying their children in church. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Stay, remain standing, mothers. And may I ask Brother Muhindo and the rest of the of our ushers to please honor the mothers by giving them one rose. Rose. All mothers, do you have your surprise rose already?
You can smell it. It's yeah. Go ahead and smell it.
Okay. Mothers, can you just put your roses up like this, up, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise. Mama, put your hand straight like this as in. Straight. Yes. Okay. Father, I declare your blessing upon these mothers, oh God. Thank you for their sacrifices, Lord. I declare, Lord, restore their strength. Restore, Lord God, their health in the name of Jesus. If there are broken dreams, Lord, I pray you will restore their dreams in the name of Jesus. And Lord, restore their love for their children and their husband. Father, thank you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much. The mothers can sit. Dedone, just keep that. You never know. We'll ask all the ladies, all the other ladies to stand. If you are a lady, just stand. All the men, young guys, come and do the same exercise and distribute. Raise your rose.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for all these women. You have created them special, oh God, and they're special in your hearts, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, whatever dreams, oh God, I have, Lord, I pray in your perfect time, oh God, it will come to pass. If they are suffering from diseases or whatever, broken relationship or whatever it is, Father, I pray, Lord, you are going to catch, Lord, you are going to patch every, Lord God, every broken relationship, Father God. And I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, their dreams will come true. And I declare in the name of Jesus, oh God, they will come to their God-given destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, this is my prayer and our prayer. Amen.